Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who are you hitching your wagon to for week 10 of the Upset Picks Challenge? Now is your chance to start sending them to us. 844-326-3663 is our text line. Send us your name, your game, and the spread. Corn Chip getting smart. Corn Chip's texting in and said, well, I'm not taking App State. Well, joke's on you, Corn Chip. App State doesn't play this weekend. And the truth is, I did not know that because I'm so disgusted with my team. I didn't even bother to look up their schedule to know that they were on a bye week.
Wow.
So if you need proof of where I am as a fan, God, the floodgates are open and here they come, man. It's like Black Friday when they've got $50 TVs for sale.
I love it. Woo! I love it. Let's go.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, Tolos, clearly this is your first time listening to the show. Welcome. Thanks for being here for the very first time. We have this little thing called the Upset Picks Challenge, and it's presented by Ingles Markets. And, of course, we appreciate their sponsorship of this fantastic challenge every single year. It's a challenge because there's no prizes. It's not a contest unless there's prizes.
Not yet, by God. Not yet.
We're working on it, okay? Well, all we need is the will to get it done, and then we can do all the work required to make it legal for us to have prizes. But this is a rolling season-long challenge where you're trying to end the season with as many points as possible. What you do every single week is you go to ESPN.com. That is the official website that we use for our lines. Starting at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays is when we lock those lines in, and then you can text us with your name, your game, and the spread while we're during show hours. And find a game that you think the betting underdog wins the game outright. We're not betting against the spread. You're trying to win the game outright. So you would go to ESPN.com. You would look at the spreads and see that, for example, NC State is a 5.5-point home dog to number 8 Georgia Tech. If you think that is a likely upset, then you would text us at 844-FANPHONE with your name. You would say Georgia Tech at NC State. +5.5. That means you think that NC State will win the game, and if they do, you get 5.5 points, and you try to stack them all season long to finish with as many points as possible.
It sucks. I hate it. It's the worst. It's the worst.
God,
you can talk
what a negative
it.
Nancy.
It sucks.
When did Lonzo start producing
I'm
this show?
I'm telling you, it's so bad. I hate it. I hate losing. I can't stand to lose, and I've lost just about every time except for twice. I've hit 2 times this year. Thanks to Cal, I didn't hit last week.
You're not going to take them again this week?
No, I'm done with them. Those freaking idiots
in
Cal,
man. They're
home
this week. You said you love a home dog.
Not anymore. And look, I was so close. I think when you hit in the Upset Picks Challenge, you feel like, man, I've done something.
I'm a genius.
But when you can do it 2 weeks in a row, Oh, man, you feel like you really figured this thing out. And I was watching that game last Friday night or following along on my phone, and they were leading big, and Virginia Tech just came back, and Cal choked.
Well, at least you're
overtime.
Close.
I'm not even close. Yeah, so the close, we're not playing, horseshoes here.
You're in the best place to be. You're in 69th place.
Am I really?
14 points really? Tied with Hurricane Jeff, Spartanburg Jay, and Tennessee Tyler.
Let's go.
On the other hand, am way back there in 110th with only 3.5 points. I feel like I'm making intelligent picks week after week. That's why it's so dang frustrating. My wife doesn't
send her
even watch
App State
football
this week.
She is currently in fifth place with 44.5 points. Fifth place, and she doesn't even watch football. I just give her my early leans that we go through on Tuesdays, and somehow, some way, she has picked the right one every single time.
And that means that you were that close to picking the right one.
Yep.
What's good is the upset picks are flooding in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Let's get a few new Tolos involved on this rainy, rainy, miserable-looking hump day edition of the show. But, Texter, don't do this because this is where I was about to go. Texter says, I've reached the point where the upset picks challenge isn't fun anymore.
Oh, stop
I'm
it.
Out.
Don't be a loser.
Texter, Diesel is near the bottom. He still goes.
Yeah.
You still got to give it a shot, man. You can't just give up.
That's like saying that the first girl you asked out in high school said no to you, so you just stop talking to girls forever.
Well,
that's incel talk, sir, and we will not have that on this show.
Unfortunately, there are people every year that do that. We see a slight dip in the numbers, as the year goes on. But look, I hit a couple of weeks ago and catapulted in a big, big way for 9.5 points when SMU took down Clemson. So don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that says, I'm done, I'm out. Be like Mad Max. Be like Tennessee Tyler, Boomer Bill, Tolo Steve, Mazen Brew, Big Ron, Kane, JT and Greer, Corn Chip, be like them and get your upset picks in. 844-326-3663. Diesel, I guess this is good news because my pick that's not going to hit hasn't been submitted yet, but I have no idea.
We did some early leans yesterday.
I know, but I screenshotted two last night.
Okay.
A screenshot.
I just want to let all these Tolos know, and this texter says they're out. There are still, Cole, I counted this up. There are still 10 more weeks of picks. 10 more chances.
You can get in the top 20.
I could end with zero.
Yeah,
also,
you could.
But you can make a quick run up to the top half of this thing. 10 more weeks. So there's 7 more regular season weeks. Then we've got the conference championship week. Then we've got pre- and post-Christmas bowls, and the post-Christmas bowls include the college football playoff first round.
Yeah, that's right. Here's the two I screenshotted last night. We talked about these yesterday, Diesel, on the show. I'm looking at 4 o'clock on Saturday, Mississippi State and Arkansas.
Good choice.
We talked about that one.
10 straight losses combined between the two of them. Somebody's got to win.
Is that right? Is that true? Oh, dear God.
But Mississippi State's losing to good teams.
Does somebody have to win that game, though? You would think.
We don't have ties. This is America, Jack. We don't do ties in football.
Unless you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, we tied over the Packers.
I think they should. I think they should be stripped of the moniker America's team.
Well, it is what it is.
That's just marketing. They're not really America's team. They just started calling themselves that.
Diesel, it's marketing. It's marketing. Yes, you're right. Mississippi State, by the way, is a 4.5-point underdog to the Arkansas Razorbacks.
That game
It's in Arkansas.
Okay.
And then I'm also looking at Cincinnati, Utah. Cincinnati, 7-1.
Palmetto
Utah,
Buckeyes just texted in with the same game.
Oh, did he?
So, Palmetto Buckeyes, you might want to change your pick if Cole's.
That's true.
That
and he said 10.5 points. Is it? Jeez, I have it at 8.5. Did that sucker move 2 points overnight?
It's 10.5 points.
No.
It's 10.5.
Last night when I screenshotted this, it was literally 8.5. So it's moved 2 points? What am I missing here?
Something going on with
what's the matchup
with Cincinnati?
Say?
19.5% chance for Cincinnati to win this game.
Oh, God.
So the over-under is set at 55.5. That means they're predicting somewhere in the range of like a 30-20, 32-23 type game.
Oh, my gosh. What about – so why is Cincinnati so – like, are they just overranked? Is that what it is?
They got a really good quarterback. Their quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, Cole, has so far on the season 1,843 yards, 20 touchdowns, one interception, takes really good care of the football. This might be the best team Scott Satterfield has ever had in a power conference.
I can't figure it out, and that's why it kind of worries me a little bit. I kind of want to stay away from it. I don't know, man. There are two games tonight, by the way. There are two games tonight. If you wanted to take one of the two games tonight for the Upset Picks Challenge, you've got Middle Tennessee. That's Derek Mason, right? Yep. Well, I think we hit that yesterday. Middle Tennessee hosting Jacksonville State and Florida International at Missouri State. The Jacksonville State-Middle Tennessee game is a 3.5-point spread in favor of Jacksonville State.
Okay.
And Missouri State's favored by 3.5 at home. Any interest in those two Barnburners?
No. I don't know anything about any of those teams. I stay away from action because it's just not entertaining. But let's see. RJ is taking Coastal Carolina plus 5.5 over Marshall.
Hey, I looked at that one, too.
With that quarterback that Coastal put in last week, he's good. He's really good. Marshall, also pretty good this year. I like that one.
I looked at that one, RJ.
So far, the most commonly picked game is this Wake Forest plus 9.5 over Florida State. Do we think that Florida State is that bad? Like, has Tommy Castellanos shut himself down?
Yeah, I think they're that bad. Whew. I really do. Let's see what Dalvin is going to take in the Upset Picks Challenge. 844-326-3663. If you also want to be like Dalvin and call your upset pick in, you can do so. Phone lines are open. Dalvin, what are you thinking this week, man?
Give me the Bearcats of Cincinnati plus 8.5 over Utah.
Guess what? It's now 10.5.
Well, 10.5 now over Utah.
Is that crazy or what, man?
Yeah, that's crazy. The right team is the underdog.
I know.
Yeah.
That worries me, though.
Hey, yeah, that worried me, too, because we saw this happen last time. They were favored over Texas Tech. We saw what Texas Tech did to them.
But Utah's got a heck of a home field advantage, though. They've always had a really strong fan presence.
Yeah, but Utah what Tech did to them, though, man. They wouldn't have blew them out. They weren't even close.
Delvin, what's wrong with our Cowboys, man?
I have no idea, man.
Ugh. Defense. How is Matt Eberflus? How is he still have a job?
I think he got pictures on Jerry Jones. I think he blackmailed Jerry Jones.
You're terrible. Thanks for the call, Delvin.
Thanks, Delvin.
Oh, he's got pictures, he says.
That's another promo-worthy drop.
Yeah, it is.
Brandon in Spartanburg is taking Wake Forest over Florida State plus 9.5.
Oh,
Cole, are you going to play scared and wait until tomorrow or Friday? I feel like too many Tolos are waiting until tomorrow or Friday
They can, but they're scared.
Who was it that texted in was ripping on you? It was was it April Mosley who told you scared money don't make money?
Yeah,
Cole?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Well, I think that was also the week that you picked SMU over Clemson.
Yeah, I just don't look at, like, I don't see one I love. And which, to RJ's point, here's why I do like Coastal. They're at home tomorrow, and I like a home dog. It's a 5.5-point spread as of right now on ESPN.com. I think that's what it was at 3 o'clock, and that's what RJ sent in is his upset pick. I do like that one. Here's the problem. I don't know a lick about Marshall other than they have a pretty good movie out there, right?
4-3.
Yeah.
Losses to Georgia. Oddly enough, Missouri State. So they started 0-2 on the season. They lost at Louisiana 54-51 in a barn burner, but they've won two straight.
The ESPN matchup predictor. Beat the
tar out of Old Dominion.
Diesel, the only thing, ESPN matchup predictor gives Marshall a 70.6% chance to win. That's 29.4% in favor of Coastal.
And I'm not trying to throw shade at Coastal because my team is in the Sun Belt and Coastal just beat us last week. All credit, they deserve it. Coastal doesn't have the best home field advantage. They don't have a strong
not
home
right now,
attendance on a week by week basis.
And you know what? The one reason I wouldn't lean away from them is because I have taken Coastal already this year one time.
Okay.
In the upset picks challenge, and obviously they didn't hit. But Marshall, they're on a 4-1 run. You know, they, like you said, rough start. First year head coach in Tony Gibson. Mm-hmm. They're 4-3 overall, but man, they've got 4 wins in the last 5 games. Oh man, that's an interesting game there, RJ. Marshall's 5-2, by the way, against the spread. They've been cover kings as of late. Do I believe in Coastal? That's the question you ask.
Be a second game for a new quarterback. Maybe he played out of his mind against App State last week. Maybe he can't repeat that. I don't know.
Tim Beck just hadn't impressed me. I don't know.
I don't think Tim Beck, unless he wins out, I don't think Tim Beck is going to be back. I don't.
Shauna Clears, by the way, are 3-4 against the spread. Samari Collier, is that the guy that came in against App State, or is that a different guy? Collier threw 118 and a touchdown against App State, ran for 73. And you said they brought in a new guy.
No, that was the guy.
That was the guy that played?
That was the guy. He was not the starting quarterback leading into that game, or before that game.
So they're going with Collier. Okay.
Tolo's 844 fan phone. Get us your upset picks. Don't wait. You don't have to. You can send it to us right now. We're looking for, of course, USC Justin. We know that Dave Mosley waits until the last minute to send his in.
I'm going
to
start doing that too then.
USC Justin, Puppy Monkey Baby, Kane's Transplant, Coach AJ, Nashty, Kevin Bugs, Jacob in Spartanburg, Bo from Greer. Waiting on all you guys to get in your upset picks. And remember, you can make a run in the back half of this challenge. There are still 10 weeks to go. If you stacked like 3 or 4 point upsets for the next 10 weeks, you would be inside the top 25. You'd
be in a good spot. That does give me a little hope. By the way, real quick on this Marshall Coastal thing. Coastal's offense, they've been underwhelming. They rank 105th in scoring. Diesel at 20 points per game. They rank 126th. In total offense per game, 293 yards per game. Defensively, the Shauna Clears, 110th, allowing 33 points per game. In terms of yardage, they're 124th. They're conceding 452.5 yards per contact. They're giving up a lot of yards. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't pick Coastal here. It's tomorrow night, by the way, that game is.
And weird things happen on Thursday night
games. They do.
I'm going to go ahead and lock mine in, Cole.
Wait a minute. You ready? What, you ready?
Yeah. You can make me wait.
Oh, yeah. Anticipation, baby.
I am the first Tolo who has taken this game today. I am taking the mighty Nebraska Cornhuskers and Dylan Raiola +6.5 at home against Southern Cal. These are two really good. Oh, come on now. Come on. Don't be that guy. When I hit, I'm going to play this audio back on Monday, and I'm going to laugh in your face.
You should.
I'm going to laugh in your face. Nebraska's got a really good running back. It's a night game. It's home field advantage. There's going to be 100,000 strong inside Nebraska's stadium. Dan B. might text in and say, Diesel, that's a stupid pick. You shouldn't have picked my Nebraska Cornhuskers, but come on.
What's the spread?
Ryavin Ryal, 6.5.
Safe, I like it.
Yeah, I need points. I need points bad. I'm not in a position where I can shoot for the stars with, 12, 13, 14, 15-point picks this week.
Did you realize Memphis is ranked?
Yeah.
Did you realize that this week?
I did know that.
Oh, my God. Memphis is 7-1.
I just got the pick-in from FU Ashley, my wife. She is taking Duke to upset Clemson +3.5. She said because they'll be up past Dabo's bedtime. And that game's going to be over at 4 in the afternoon. She says Dabo goes to bed at 4 o'clock.
It's a noon game, is that right?
It is a noon game.
So That one's still on my radar. I probably won't make a pick today because that pick's still on my radar. I'll be honest with you. I am looking at that one.
She's playing safe because she's up there in fourth place,
she can.
Fifth place.
And she could swing big if she wanted to as well. It's not gonna
hurt her much.
So that spread's now – what net spread – was it 3.5 yesterday?
It was 3.5 yesterday. Let's see how it's changed.
So it's 1 point. 1 point in favor of Duke. Wonder if any money's coming in. I guess some money's –
oh, it's 2.5 now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
So now it's swinging more in favor of Clemson.
It was 3.5.
Oh, sorry. Clemson favored by –
yeah.
Yes, you're right. It is swinging more in favor of Duke.
I like Darian Mensah, man. And what's that tell you? I just think that's so intriguing to look at. Here we are almost in the end of October, and you're telling me that Clemson Duke's basically a pick 'em. Basically, according to Las Vegas, I mean, it's a pick 'em. Darian Mensah's good. We assume Cade Klubnik's going to play, right? We assume.
Is he going to be at 100%? Don't know.
Here's where I was thinking about this last night. Clemson's coming off of a bye. Mm-hmm. And I've thought this like a million times this year, Diesel, already, but I'm thinking it again. Surely, coming off of a bye, Clemson's not going to lose again at home, right?
When was their last bye?
It was after Syracuse.
So they had a bye before North Carolina, and they won 38-10. But North Carolina sucks.
They suck. I just don't know. Maybe my thinking with that, you know, that line of thinking is just not valid anymore because this Clemson team, they're just not good. But, man, I just – coming off of a bye, you're at home. You've had 2 weeks, basically, to prepare for Duke.
And get your quarterback healthy.
You got your quarterback back. I just – my gosh, if you lose this game, man, I know Clemson fans are, oh, it's okay. It is what it is at this point. But, I mean, this is – come on. Duke's had – hey, by the way, if Duke wins this, they'll have had Clemson's number. Remember they beat them a couple years ago on Labor Day on Monday night to open the season? And now that this one's only 2.5 now, Diesel, so I just can't take a game worth 2.5.
Next week, if Clemson loses this game, they'll have lost two straight. They'll have the Battle of the Bad against Florida State at home on the 8th. And then it's at Louisville. Looks like they're going to lose that game. Furman, toss up at this point, I guess. And then at South Carolina. Just bad team after bad team and Louisville on the rest of their schedule.
All right, here's one. I think I know we got to run to a break. I think I've got one.
Oh?
I think. I don't know yet. I'm not locking in, but I'm looking at something. I'm looking at something. I might go really patriotic here this week. I might go patriotic. I'm looking at, I don't know how good North Texas is other than they're 7-1.
Okay.
I'm looking at Navy, who's 7-0, by the way, over North Texas for 6.5. I'm looking at it. I'm not locking it in, but I am looking at North Texas versus Navy, the spread 6.5. I'm looking at a prediction now, and ESPN Analytics heavily favors North Texas. One website's giving them a 66.6% chance to win the game based on simulations. Diesel, I don't know a lick about Navy or North Texas. I really don't. I know Navy's they're good. They're undefeated. North Texas has lost one game. I like this one. This is the one I'm going to keep my eye on. I think I might be a midshipman for the day or the weekend.
Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid, Cole.
I'm going to keep an eye on this one. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Basil King said that.
Okay. Who?
Basil King.
Gotcha. I know we got to run to a break, but Navy North Texas, I think, is the leader in the clubhouse.
All right, locking it in.
No, not yet. Not yet. I like it, but I don't know if I'm locking it in. But Diesel, I do know that I have changed my mind on something.
Oh?
Yep, I've changed my mind, and I want to see where you are on this and where the Tolos thoughts are on this one thing when it comes to a certain coach in college football. Breaking news, I've changed my mind. Am I right? Am I wrong? You tell me next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The next hire will be one of them, if you will. Someone who is ingrained in the southeast portion of the country, area of the country, has an understanding of what is just college football down there, man.
Saban's coming back, right?
Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning, time in Georgia, right? Joe Brady, that magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had in the offensive side of the ball. The next hire will be...
I don't know why the audio went back to the very beginning, but Todd McShay here talking about the LSU hire Diesel. And I was watching this video of Todd McShay, who I really like, earlier today, and talking about the next candidate for LSU and who they might hire, right? Whether it's going to be the governor or whoever it is that's going to be making the hire, giving some candidates here. Here's the rest of that audio. That
magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had in the offensive side of the ball. Those are the names I'm hearing that I'm actually taking seriously. LSU is going to make an offer to Nick and to Miss Terry that will force them to reconsider their justifiable stance. At this point in our lives, working college game day, ESPN, ABC is where we belong.
So I bring that audio to the show today, Diesel, from Todd McShay, because number one, like I said, I like Todd. I like watching his stuff. But number two, I think it ties into Lane Kiffin as well. And we're going to get into what he said with who LSU should hire when it comes to maybe going after a Joe Brady type of guy, Nick Saban coming back into coaching, right? All of these different names, we'll get into that. But I think I've changed my mind, Diesel, and settled on the fact that with Florida, that with LSU, the instability that these two programs have had as of lately, you throw out two words that I believe will keep Lane Kiffin in Oxford. Those two words are risk management. If Lane Kiffin were taking this money to a financial advisor, Diesel, I believe risk management would come up here. What do I mean by that? Lane Kiffin going to Florida, Lane Kiffin going to LSU, there's a lot of risk in that. And I think with that and other things that we'll get into in this segment, I think that's why I've settled on Lane just needs to stay where he's at. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, you're dead on.
Stay Kiffin where you are.
Needs to stay at Ole Miss. Number one, he's built something really good. It hasn't popped into a college football playoff appearance yet, but there's only been one season of the 12-team college football playoff, and they were right there on that fringe of getting in last year. They seem to be on pace for getting in this year, barring something catastrophic happening in the last couple of weeks of the season. They love him at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He will have a statue built to him at Ole Miss if he just sticks around another couple of years, Cole, and he's sure. still a young enough guy that if he wanted to, Lane Kiffin could coach at Ole Miss for another 15 seasons if he wanted to.
And, you know, when I talk about risk management, man, like you look at the opportunity that Lane Kiffin has at Ole Miss, to your point, Diesel, he can build whatever he wants. He can pretty much hire whoever he wants. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. Now, is Ole Miss as sexy as Florida? Is it as sexy as LSU? Maybe not. But, man, I just don't know. The more I think about it, when you talk about risk management, Diesel, what I mean is if Lane Kiffin says tomorrow, you know what, I'm going to go take the Florida job. Well, there's a lot of risk there. If that doesn't work out, Diesel, within a couple of years, his legacy will be tarnished. His record will be tarnished. You remember it wasn't that long ago we talked about Lane Kiffin as, he wants to be that guy, but he's not that guy. I'm just saying that I think him going to a LSU or Florida, while he could go and be uber successful, I also think there's a lot of risk. And why can't, in this new era of NIL and the transfer portal, why can't he do the same at Ole Miss?
If he takes one of those jobs, especially LSU, we don't know what the standard really is at Florida.
I know.
But if he doesn't win a national championship within 4 years at LSU, he's fired. Mm-hmm. That is demonstrated by LSU and their twitchiness and their willingness to fire Brian Kelly.
Right.
And their willingness to fire Ed Orgeron after he already won them a national title. They moved on from him. And have you noticed how and I'm gonna ask Bill Bender about this coming up at 5:20, that LSU has fired their way into a worse winning percentage over their last three coaches. Les Miles had the highest win percentage. They fired him. They went to Ed O. Won him a national title, had a slightly lower win percentage, fired him, moved on to Brian Kelly. Slightly lower win percentage, fired him. So they keep getting worse with every new hire. I don't think that would be the case. But really what's different, what Lane Kiffin can do at Ole Miss, is there basically the resources to do anything he wants at Ole Miss? Yes. Is the expectation as astronomically, you know, sky high at Ole Miss? No. I think he is in a Goldilocks spot where he has what he needs, but the pressure isn't so high.
The only thing I would say about the win percentage is sometimes those numbers can be skewed a little bit depending on how long they're there, right?
It's true.
Like if a coach is only at a school for a year and he's 10-2, he's going to have a really high winning percentage, right?
Well, they gave Kelly 3.5. They gave 4 or 5?
Yeah.
And Les Miles was there a little bit longer.
I just think there's a lot of risk at either job. And you know, why can't Lane Kiffin be the first to bring Ole Miss that championship if Diego Pavia and Clark Lee can do what they're doing at Vandy? You know, like if this were 10 years ago, I think we're probably having the conversation that Diesel, if this guy wants to be relevant, he's going to have to leave Ole Miss. He's going to have to leave Ole Miss and go be at a Florida or go be at a LSU, right? But the reality is he just doesn't have to do that anymore because he can go get the guys. He can go pay the top dollar.
Well, to use a Dabo-ism, what did Dabo always say? Grow where your feet are planted.
Mm-hmm.
And he can grow at Ole Miss. He's got him inside the top 10. And he's got a path. It's right there in front of him. Don't give up the best situation you've ever had, Lane. Don't give it up. You had a toxic fan base at Tennessee. And I get why they hate him after he left.
Yeah.
You had a toxic, you would have a toxic fan base at Florida and LSU.
Now, On the flip side, when it comes to who LSU is going to hire, if you just tuned in, I want to play this audio one more time from Todd McShay and get our reaction to this. Who should LSU hire?
The next hire will be one of them, if you will. Someone who is ingrained in the southeast portion of the country, area of the country, has an understanding of what is college football down there, man.
Saban's coming back, right?
Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning, time in Georgia, right? Joe Brady, that magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had on the offensive side of the ball. Those are the names I'm hearing that I'm actually taking seriously. LSU is going to make an offer to Nick and to Miss Terry that will force them to reconsider their justifiable stance. At this point in our lives, working college game day, ESPN, ABC is where we belong.
Those names.
That makes me laugh that they think they're going to get Nick Saban back.
I have heard, Diesel, that they're going to make him say no with the most lucrative offer that he's ever been offered.
What do you think it would take? Honestly, if he left the game and he was making probably 12 and a half, what do you think it would take to get Nick Saban back at his age after having tasted the fun of doing a college football show?
No kidding. Not having to worry about and he's still making money with Alabama, right? Because he's in an advisory role. I think he's still making like $500,000.
I'll bet you they would have to offer him $18 million a year to get him.
That's unbelievable. And here's my thought on that.
But the game hasn't changed. The reason why he got out of the game hasn't changed.
Right. And to that point, Diesel, what if, and this is going to sound crazy. This is going to sound, somebody's going to shoot me dead for saying this. What if hiring Nick Saban's not the right move? Because to your point, the game is still the game that he got out of. The game is still the game that he didn't like. I know that he would have to use the portal and he would have to adapt. But what if Nick Saban for a few years in this new era of college football really isn't the building block that you think it is? Why? Because you don't really need building blocks in this new era of college football. It's not like you're having to go hire the guy so you can get the guy anymore. Why not go get a Joe Brady who won a national championship with Joe Burrow, is the offensive coordinator, Diesel, understands the football culture down there. He understands recruiting down there.
And he's now spent time in the NFL with the Bills.
And if you look at what he's done compared to what Ken Dorsey did at Buffalo, there's a big difference. Not only is he spending time with the Buffalo Bills, he's doing exceptionally well with the Buffalo Bills. So my point being like, yeah, Saban's the best ever. Belichick was also the best ever. Bringing back coaches is not always the best scenario. Would I take Nick Saban if I'm LSU? Sure. But long term, give me a Joe Brady who's going to be there for a decade and a half. And if I'm an LSU fan, and I don't know how many LSU fans we have listening in the upstate, are you telling me, Diesel, that LSU fans wouldn't be okay with Joe Brady as their next head coach?
Oh, they'd be ecstatic.
They should be.
They would absolutely love it.
So why not go? And he's still relatively young, right? I mean, Joe Brady right now is 36.
Is that it?
36.
Wow. You could have him for 30 years theoretically.
Oh, you could have that guy. That guy could be. It could be Joe Brady Stadium. You know, I mean, imagine what he could do. So I know there are a lot of names. He threw out Saban, Kiffin. He also threw out Dan Lanning.
He did.
Why would Dan Lanning leave Oregon?
How much money would they have to throw at Dan Lanning to get him out of Oregon? Again, in a Goldilocks situation, in a conference that is very, very winnable, that's top-heavy with really all he's got to contend with now is Ohio State and maybe Michigan. But outside of that...
Oh, man. That's a good question.
The pathway is there. It's like it's... Begs the same question. Well, when he was winning national titles, why didn't Dabo want to leave Clemson? Because the path was right there, and it was easy to go win titles.
So would Dan Lanning be idiotic? I mean, I guess money would have to be, to your point, it'd have to be an astronomical amount of money thrown at him. But I think I agree. Oregon's a really good place to be.
Eugene is beautiful this time of year.
They've got Nike money. And I get like wanting to coach in the SEC. I get it. Wanting to coach at LSU. I get it. LSU's one of the best jobs in college football. We know that. But leaving Oregon?
What would it say about the SEC if it is no longer the conference that the tippy-top best of the best coaches have to be in? Right? I mean, if Dan Lanning turns you down, if other really good head coaches and coordinators in the Big Ten turn you down, what does that say? Even ones that have ties to the SEC, if they turn you down, that says the grass is greener over here in the Big Ten.
And I think it also says money's not everything, because I'm happy where I'm at Oregon.
And Lane Kiffin said that. As a matter of fact, he was interviewed sometime earlier this week, and he says, sure, I have never made a decision strictly based on money.
And it's not like, I know money's still, like, you still have to factor it in. I totally get that. But my gosh, are you telling me that Dan Lanning's not making enough now to keep him happy in Eugene? I mean, that guy's killing it right now.
And you're telling me Dan Lanning, I'm looking up his salary. Are you telling me that Oregon would not do what Indiana just did?
100%.
And throw some gargantuan sum of money? Right now he's making $10.5 million.
Dan is?
Yeah, Dan. You're telling me that Oregon would not add an extra $3 million on top of that to put him at $13.5 million to keep him?
Nike could come up with that in 30 seconds.
All I got to do is sell like 10 pairs of Jordans, and they got the money.
Goodness gracious. It's fascinating, man. I think it's going to be a fun offseason, but I also think, to kind of round out my point here, leaving may not be the best thing for Lane Kiffin. Just give it time, and maybe you can bring a national championship. But it does go back to one thing that I've always said, Diesel, and I don't know this to be true, but it does go back to this. When Lane Kiffin lays his head down at night, what does he think about that Florida job? Can he go to bed content that he didn't give it a crack? I just know that. You know how he is. Lane Kiffin wants to – he wants to try it.
So now I'm thinking of that's pride messing with you, big boy speech.
Maybe.
From Pulp Fiction again.
Maybe.
When we come back, Cole, South Carolina, ooh, they were so close to beating Alabama last weekend. They got another chance against a highly ranked Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin coached team. The question is, do we think that South Carolina basically shot their wad last week against Alabama and will get smoked by Ole Miss? Historically, how have Shane Beamer teams responded the week after losing close to top 25 teams? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there.
So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming up in the very next segment, the Facebook reaction to something that Jack Veltri and you were discussing on the show yesterday. Is it crazy to say that Shane Beamer is on the hot seat? You posted it on Facebook. Ton of Tolo reaction to that. We'll get to that in the very next segment here, Cole. But, you know, does it change things in the minds of some of those Tolos who thought that that was a crazy concept? Mm-hmm. If South Carolina gets blown out again this weekend by Ole Miss, because historically speaking, Shane Beamer-led South Carolina teams have not responded well the week after losing a heartbreaking game against the top 25 team.
Well, it becomes, for me, a conversation of not if, but when. Mm-hmm. Sadly, unfortunately, Diesel, and probably again the next week with A&M, it's going to be tough. But no, it's not going to get any better. It's going to be the same old, same old. It's going to be the same exact Shane Beamer press conferences post-game where he's frustrated. And I think this season,
saw how hard we practiced this week.
By the way, I was shocked that he didn't say that Saturday after Bama. Everybody was looking around like, man, he didn't.
This is just another proof that Clemson and South Carolina fans are exactly the same, because Clemson fans say, hey, it's okay, Dabo. You can lose the rest of the season. We don't really care. We're writing this season off. It doesn't matter anymore. We'll just go ahead and look towards next season. And South Carolina fans are saying the exact same thing. What if South Carolina lost out? I don't think that's going to happen, but what if they lost out? Or they lost to everybody left on the schedule except Coastal Carolina. Does that not change your mind about Shane Beamer and whether or not you want to keep him around? Is that 9-win season in 2024 enough to sustain an epic collapse down the stretch?
So I think I would answer your question by saying this. Those who watch South Carolina every game, Diesel, their thoughts are not any different now than they were 3 weeks ago. What I mean is, you ask, if you continue to lose, does that not change your thoughts? Well, here's the problem. When South Carolina fans watched them against Vandy in Missouri, they knew, oh boy, we have problems. They knew against Kentucky, the defense and special teams had a score, even though it was a 35-13 win. They knew, oh boy, we have problems. So myself, and I think a lot of Gamecock fans, looked at that next stretch against LSU, Oklahoma, Bama, Ole Miss, and A&M, and thought, they're not winning those games. They're just not. They're not playing good enough. So to answer your question, my thoughts on this team hadn't changed, because I saw them play on September 20th at Mizzou and look incompetent. I saw them looking competent the week before against Vandy.
I saw them looking competent against Virginia Tech.
That's what I'm saying.
They won the game, but they didn't look good.
They didn't look great. No, they didn't. And so, they won barely, you know, 24-11. So my point being, yeah, the conversation continues to get worse, but we all knew this was coming, so it's not like Gamecock fans are surprised by it.
So the facts are that when South Carolina loses a tight one against a top 25 team, they only ever bounce back if they're playing a bad opponent. They only ever do that. 2024, last year, they followed a 27-25 road loss at number 7 Alabama with a 35-9 road win at Oklahoma. Mm. But Oklahoma was having an historically bad season. They also followed a 3-point home loss to number 16 LSU with a blowout win over Akron. But it's Akron, okay? So certainly not on the same level as Ole Miss 2025. 2023, they lost by 10 on the road at number 1 Georgia. They followed that up with a win 37-30 over Mississippi State. Then went on a 4-game losing streak, by the way. 2022, they followed a 14-point road loss at number 16 Arkansas. Man, how that's change the fortunes for Arkansas. They followed that up with a 48-7 home loss to Georgia. 2021, they had two opportunities. They followed up a road loss against Georgia with a home win against Kentucky. And then they followed up a big-time road loss at A&M with a 40-17 win against Florida. So it is a mixed bag for Shane Beamer, especially when it comes to playing good teams the following week. Most of the time, Shane Beamer does not follow up, does not use a close loss to a ranked team in conference to fuel them to a win the following week.
Yeah, I can't push back on any of it because, like you said, it is what it is. It's what they've done. Here's what I would say, though, Diesel. This is going to sound like a cop-out, but here's my question. What head coach in college football could take this team from the beginning of the year through that five-game stretch and make this team drastically different? My point being, I think we found out really early in the season that they are who they are. And Lenora Sellers, is he played his best? No, he's not played his best. He has a bad offensive line. He has a basically no run game, right? And the offensive coordinator is not helping the quarterback be better. Now, the offensive coordinator still being there, that definitely falls on Shane Beamer. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not buying into the whole, like, I have a buddy who thinks Lenoris has just dropped off significantly. Well, he has, but look who's around him. That matters in football.
Can't look good if you've got bums around you.
No, and he don't have any good. They're not good. They're just not good. So that's my point. They're not good. We knew that a month and a half ago. Could Nick Saban have made this team any better? I don't know that any coach could have. They are who they are, and unfortunately, they don't get to play Boston College and look good. They don't get to play Duke. They don't get to play this five-game stretch. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. I mean, it's just brutal. It is what it is, and they are who they are, right? Now, what did the Gamecock fans say? Tolos, what do you say? A lot of reaction to get to, as Diesel mentioned on our Facebook page at the Fan Upstate from the question that I asked Jack Veltri yesterday. Also, a few tweets to get to from that as well. We'll take a deep dive and want to hear from you, Tolos, next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.